Hi there. The word for you today is start staring and don't stop. In Proverbs 17 and 8 we read, a gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. Paul wrote to Timothy, his spiritual son in the gospel, and said, there's a gift of God in you. Now, this isn't something you learn. It's something he gives you. And nobody else can activate it for you. That's why Paul told him, stir it up. How? By developing it, by using it. Solomon said, and I quote, a gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. What does that mean? Well, that simply means your gift will enrich many different areas of your life, not all of which are financial. Well, money is the wrong reason to devote your life to something. Developing your God-given gift is rewarding on multiple levels. Unfortunately, many people are jealous of other people's gifts. Hey, don't do that. Don't waste your time on jealousy. It's a gift robber and an energy drainer. And besides, you should be so busy stirring up your own gift that you've no time left for envy. When Louis Armstrong auditioned for music school, he was asked to sing scales, but he could only sing two notes properly, so they wrote him off. Do you know what? Louis Armstrong cried when he was rejected. But later, he told his friends, there's music in me and they can't keep it out. Consequently, he went on to become one of the world's most successful and beloved musicians, selling more records than others who were much more talented than he was. Look, we're all born originals, but many of us settle for wanting to be a carbon copy of somebody else. Don't do that. Think, if you become like somebody else and join the rat race, even if you win, that just makes you a big rat. Your gift, Proverbs 18:16, says your gift will make room for you. So go ahead and fill the slot that God has designed for you. If you do, you will live with joy and fulfillment.